Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, when I say all this stuff at the top of the show, it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are ya?
I'm excited, as always, but first, we gotta clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase, it's a miracle. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, seven letters, four letters, of something often eaten in Indian restaurants. What is it?
And?
Well, if you change the L to a B, you can spell basmati rice, which I could go for some of that right now.
Well, first answer these.
All right.
Mike, it's our first show of March, which, proverbially speaking...
Comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb?
Absolutely. That doesn't count. Well, that got me thinking about some famous lions and lambs and the rest of the animal kingdom. So today's show is all about famous fictional animals.
All right.
Among the nicknames, a character named Ned Ryerson rattles off while trying to get Bill Murray's attention in a 1993 movie are Needlenose Ned and Ned the Head. Portrayed by Stephen Tobolowsky, Ryerson goes on to explain that he got shingles senior year and barely graduated. In what film does all of this take place?
That is the very, very funny film, Groundhog Day.
That's right. And according to internet trivia, an entire family of groundhogs was used to stand in for Punxsutawney Phil, and Bill Murray was bitten twice. On a 1997 episode of The Simpsons, Homer hallucinates a meeting with a character named Space Coyote, who tells Homer to find his soulmate. Which musician, who was in the midst of a decade-long collaboration with producer Rick Rubin on a series of American recordings, voiced Space Coyote?
Thank you for landing that question where you did. That would be Mr. Johnny Cash.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And although Cash died in 2003, the character briefly returned in a voiceless cameo in 2014. Among the short stories by Walter R. Brooks, who died in 1958, were Mr. Pope's Thoroughbred and With Teeth and Tail. These stories inspired a television series that ran for 146 episodes and a 2004 pilot of a remake. What was that series called?
Clues about thoroughbreds and tails and stuff lead me to horses, which leads me to Mr. Ed.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And although Mr. Ed was billed as playing himself on the show, the real horse was named Bamboo Harvester.
I actually knew that.
I'm not surprised.
I actually knew that.
With family members including Meg, Chris, Lois, and Peter, what is the name of the dog who's a frustrated writer and playwright and first appeared on television in 1998?
Brian Griffin.
From Family Guy, of course.
Yep.
And the show creator Seth MacFarlane voices Brian, as well as the baby Stewie and the patriarch Peter.
All at the same time, too.
Often.
It's amazing.
And finally, stick with me on this one.
Why should I start now?
According to a report on WAMC News in 2015...
Never heard of it.
Author Herman Melville worked at his home in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Arrowhead, while gazing upon Mount Greylock. Peter Bergman of the Berkshire Historical Society says to Melville, the mountain looked like a white whale emerging from the ocean. What literary character did this inspire?
Oh, geez, that's a long way to go to get to Moby Dick, isn't it?
But you got to Moby Dick, unlike so many others.
I was going to say, said very few people ever.
Well, Mike was a trivia animal this week. He went 5 for 5. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can prowl on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, to look at some extra credit questions, or perhaps, just perhaps, take a gander at this challenge. Ian.
Whatever's good for the goose. No anagrams this week, Mike, just a thinker.
All right.
Think of a presidential pet from history. That pet's name is also the initials of the pet's owner. Who is the pet and who is the president? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in our regular seats at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.